Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014. I'm Michael Lauer. And we just got done with lunch, had a nice little break there, but ready to get back after it. And we have a great guest joining us right now. We have Ms. Susan Bain. Ms. Susan Bain from InfoSemantics. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great.
Great. So before we get into the nitty-gritty here, why don't you give us a little bit of overview on what InfoSemantics is doing, InfoSemantics is doing for folks.
Yes, thank you. InfoSemantics is a consulting company, an Oracle partner. We do Oracle eBusiness Suite upgrades, implementations, customizations, everything Oracle eBusiness Suite, as well as business intelligence solutions, OBIEE, for Oracle as well as some non-Oracle products.
So you guys are telling folks when they should be upgrading, what they should be using, and making that transition as smooth as possible.
Yes, we are.
So how does that typically work? Are you finding the clients go, hey, you know, I'm looking to use Oracle, or hey, I'm having some problems, maybe Oracle will help? Or is it, hey, we had a transition and it didn't go very well, can you guys fix us? So what's the mix?
We get a little bit of both. I would say the majority right now of what we're getting is people need to get upgraded and they don't know which release to go to and they really don't know how to go about doing it.
So are you guys not necessarily pushing, but really recommending 12.2.4 for people? Or do you mostly like, if you have 12.1.3, you're fine? And
well, we agree with Oracle's recommendation, which if, you know, people are risk averse, then 12.1.3 is implemented out there with thousands and thousands of customers. So that's the best way to go. If they want to be upgraded and not have to do this for a very, very long time and they have a need for those minimal downtime patching windows, especially very large companies that don't have that window, then definitely 12.2 is the way to go. And 12.2 has some great new features, especially user interface features and things like that. So it's a pretty cool release.
Right. So let's get into more of the Oracle Proactive Support tools. What are they and how do they work?
Okay, so Oracle has really been promoting their Oracle Proactive Support tools, particularly at this conference. And what it is it's a collection of reports that really help you proactively maintain your business. And there's really three categories. It's the prevention category, the resolution category, and the upgrade category. And these really help your end users take charge of their application and do what they need to do to run their processes.
So how does someone get hooked up with these? Do you kind of show them how to use it? Or?
Well, there's two different ways. One of the ways is, of course, through OAUG conferences, we try to promote these products. Oracle is asking the user six special interest groups as well as the geo groups to help them present this product. So we're allowing them to do presentations at the local groups as well as they're doing quite a bit here. There's a lot of training on My Oracle Support, and then of course we try to promote it as much as we can as well because it helps us help our clients.
So what are the main benefits to the Oracle customers now?
Well, right now it really helps them keep their processes from preventing any slowdowns in their business. So if you can proactively prevent any issues because these tools are highlighting some issues that you need to fix before they create a slowdown, that can turn into either revenue generation or cost savings, depending on where your issues are. You know, if you can't get items shipped out, that's a huge revenue problem. If you can't close your accounting periods, that's a cost
problem,
savings.
Right.
So, you know, it can, again, impact both sides, both revenue and expenses.
So just for a little bit of context, could you give us an example of one and how it works?
Sure. One of them is that I like the best is the Period Close Advisor. And the great thing about the Period Close Advisor is it really steps you through the process, not for just one module, but it's a overall for, and I'll talk about eBusiness Suite. It's overall for eBusiness Suite. And the tabs on the report actually walk through exactly what you need to close. So it has a preparation phase. It has a process transactions phase. It has a create accounting phase, et cetera. And it actually is in the order of the way you need to close. So you have to close order management before you can close receivables, before you can close GL. So not only is it a prevention tool, so you can, you know, work through those issues before you get to your period close, I also think it's a great training tool because it actually walks you through the right way and the right steps to do that period close. And as you're walking through that proactive support tool and you're following the guidelines, the other great thing about it is it has all the links to the documentation as well as tips. So if you're sitting there, okay, I don't remember how to do this, it has a link right there to the user guide instead of you going and hunting, where did I put that user guide? So it's really a one-stop shop for you to make sure you're doing your processes the right way in that case.
So obviously this is a great tool for people to utilize, but what type of customer would probably benefit most from this?
Well, it benefits any customer using eBusiness Suite, and it's across the board benefit to both your functional and technical team. So the functional team uses things like the period close tool, the AP payment process tool, things like that. Your technical team is using the analyzers such as the workflow analyzer and the concurrent processing analyzer. So it's really there's hundreds of different analyzers, over 20 specifically for eBusiness Suite. So,
where can users go to learn more on their own and get some information on this?
Well, it's really, really easy to find because I luckily got this Oracle support note with this great number, and all you do is start with 4 and go down. So it's 432.1. So all you really have to remember is the 4. So if you'll go out to My Oracle Support and do 432.1, you can go to the product that you're using and drill down from there. And each analyzer has two links. One's an ACT, and that's where it shows you how to download the tool, how to run the tool, how to create a concurrent program for the tool. It actually has a sample report for the tool. And then there's a hot link that says Discover. And that Discover link is a video little training guide for each one of those analyzers. So I think it's very well documented.
As a consultant in the technology field, you really have to stay up on this stuff, right? You're a constant study. You're always learning. How do you guys stay up on all this? Because it changes so fast.
It really is hard to stay up on these things. And I think the Oracle communities on My Oracle Support are really good if you want to sign up for those. But honestly, the best way to do it is through these user group meetings. If you can't get out to Open World, that's fine. I understand it's a big conference. It's really expensive. But start with your local groups. There's local geographical user groups. All you have to do is go to OAUG to the geo section and find one and get involved there. There's special interest groups. And one of the ways I personally educate myself is I really like doing presentations because it forces me to go into that deep dive and really know a particular functionality. So, you know, it's really not as hard as you may think. It's not that scary to get up in front of people because people in the audience are really actually very helpful. So I think it's a good way to learn. Even if you never give the presentation, it forces you to do that deep dive.
So if you are an Oracle application user, you really need to be in one of these groups.
Yes, you absolutely need to be in one of these groups.
It's not really an option anymore.
No, I mean, even for me, I find Open World overwhelming because it's really difficult to figure out what presentation do I need to go to learn. And I think the smaller groups are a great way to get started because it's not so overwhelming like coming out to Open World. Collaborate is a really, really great event because it's only PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, and right. eBusiness Suite. So it's not near as overwhelming as this one, although this is a great conference as well for looking at those different products and seeing the new stuff from Oracle. But you can get some of those key presentations, and Oracle participates in those local groups as well. So you can get a lot of that key information. Also the Oracle e-learning, you can get those webinars. So again, it's a great resource to get that information.
So what SIGs and user groups are you involved with, geos? And
I'm involved in several. From a geo point of view, we are starting up the Texas Louisiana group again, which is kind of a subset of the South Central Oracle user group. I'm very involved in that. I'm also involved in some special interest groups, the user management special interest group, as well as the customization and extension user group. Or special interest group,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's right. So we're here at Open World.
Right.
This is day 3 of the event. What have you liked so far? What's kind of got everyone buzzing that you see?
I think the biggest thing that is the new features that have come out with 12.2.4, and especially the mobile apps. The mobile apps came out yesterday.
Big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Ten of them.
Yes, I've already downloaded some of them to my phone, and we're playing around.
Yeah,
and
have you?
On our Vision instance. We have a Vision instance on our website, so we're trying to enable that and do all the settings to set up the mobile app. So I think for us specifically, because we're e-business focused, that is a big deal for us, as well as the new user interface with 12.2.4. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's very, very intuitive.
Yes.
Which is different.
It kind of looks like the icons on your iPhone now.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. So what's coming up that you're excited about? Besides Aerosmith, of course.
You know, I am anxious. A lot of times they push some of the real exciting meetings to Thursday to get people to stay. So I'm really looking forward to some new features in manufacturing on Thursday that I get to attend.
Well, there's a lot going on, a lot of people to see, and I don't want to hold you from it. So it's been great having you here, Susan.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Michael Lauer at Oracle Open World 2014. We'll be back in just a little bit.